We just heard about an organization weighing multiple complex factors with its long-term mission to save lives. Well, for most of us, those considerations are much more banal, like deciding to eat a hamburger for lunch. That's part of an argument made by James McWilliams in an article for Pacific Standard. Here's the rub. Drug-resistant superbugs are on the rise because of over-promiscuous use of antibiotics. Superbugs kill more than 700,000 people each year. Public health officials want medical professionals to back off from overprescribing antibiotics for their patients. In reality, more than half of antibiotics used globally go to farm animals. And on U.S. farms, that number is closer to 80%. One of the reasons activists advise against eating factory-farmed meat. McWilliams writes that people who consume factory-farmed meat and dairy endanger the health of others, which is no different than the anti-vaxxers blamed for reintroducing measles, mumps, and other infectious diseases to the population. James McWilliams is a professor of history at Texas State University and frequently writes about food politics and safety. James, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on.
So that is a bold statement. So fill it out for us, please, that comparison between those who eat factory-farmed meat and those who refuse to vaccinate their children.
Well, I think the comparison holds up on a pretty basic principle, which is that, you know, there are certain issues for which we all have to participate collectively, or it doesn't work. And this is certainly, I think, more obviously true for vaccinations. If there's not widespread vaccination, if, you know, critical mass of people are not vaccinated, then there are, you know, dangers of reintroducing these diseases back into the population. And, of course, the diseases can then change ever so slightly so that they get past the vaccination that other people have gotten. So the idea of everyone collectively participating is super important to something like vaccination. And I hadn't really made the connection to antibiotics and superbugs until I was just doing some background reading for an article that I was going to write on antibiotic resistance, you know, building on this recent UN dedication to that concern. But as I was reading, it kind of hit me as I read about factory farming and the application of antibiotics and how it pretty much was inevitable that the more that antibiotics were used in factory farms, the more superbugs were going to be created, that consumers are in many ways under a very similar kind of obligation to collectively avoid factory farmed meat, because by eating it in any way or supporting the industry in any way, we're supporting the application of these antibiotics and therefore supporting the promotion of these superbugs. The superbugs don't care whether you eat meat or not. So on a personal level, it's not as if you can say, well, you know what, I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan, so I'm opting out of this problem. It's not my problem. That's not how superbugs work. Very much like the disease that we vaccinate ourselves against.
Well, you mentioned the UN taking this on. For the first time ever, there was a UN General Assembly in September about the topic of superbugs. But there is also, you know, you mentioned the collective, but there's some nuance here in this social contract. I mean, food producers argued that antibiotics means that they can farm in much larger quantity, you know, that maintaining and controlling animal agriculture on an industrial scale means you have to factory farm in order to feed so many people. So from this, the broadest view, the socioeconomic opposites of those least likely to have means or access to chemical-free organic meat, there's an inherent judgment in sort of blaming those who eat factory-farmed meat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a super complicated issue if we want to look at it in terms of the class politics and sociology. You know, I mean, I didn't get into that in my piece. I really just looked at the medical issue and the public health consequences. But to highlight and to sort of respond to the, I think, really interesting claims that you're bringing up here, there is absolutely no doubt that the factory farming practices and methods that lead to cheap meat, and that, you know, this is going to always play a significant role in the vast majority of the population choosing factory-farmed meat. I mean, 95% of the meat that we buy in this country is factory-farmed. You know, we're not doing it because we love the way that it's produced. We're doing it because it's cheap, and it's cheap because the methods of factory farming make it so. There is no easy way to get around that. However, I think that campaigns to suggests that we eat far less meat. Americans are some of the highest meat eaters in the world. We eat about 270 pounds of meat a year, and it, you know, strikes me as perfectly reasonable to undertake public health campaigns suggesting that we eat far less meat. But the other way to look at this is to actually ask factory farms to pay for the full cost of production, and then it wouldn't be so cheap. So, like, the pollution that's caused by factory farms, I mean, they rarely have to pay for the pollution that they cause to aquatic ecosystems. Right now in North Carolina, hog farms, particularly with recent flooding, have done extensive damage because they have these manure lagoons that overflow and affect local water supplies. They don't have to pay for that, but if they did have to pay for that, I mean, I can assure you that the costs would go up significantly. And if you wanted to take this a step further and actually look at a lot of the public health consequences, including superbugs, that lead people to become sick, what if that was factored into the cost of production? Well, I mean, then I think you'd have a situation where, you know, small farms producing meat in a more responsible fashion might actually be more competitive.
Well, James, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
James McWilliams, a professor of history at Texas State University. He frequently writes about food and food safety and politics. There's a link to read or comment on his piece for Pacific Standard, "Does Eating Factory-Farmed Meat Put One on Par with Anti-Vaxxers?" The link is at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.